Powers duties of the trustee. The powers of a trustee are divided into three categories: general, special, and discretionary. The general are all those inherent in trustee's virtute officii, that is, ordinarily conferred by trust law. The special are all those conferred by the trust instrument, and the discretionary are all those arising out of the necessity of personal judgment, though broad discretion may also be conferred by law and as well as by trust instrument. It is well settled law that under a declaration of trust, the trustees must have all the powers necessary to carry out the obligation of that private contract which they have assumed. Furthermore, it is settled that the trustees of an express trust are afforded greater latitude to carry out their duties than ordinary trustees. The trustees are empowered to control every aspect of the trust according to the trust instrument and equity, and retain the power to remove even the beneficiaries from the premises. These powers include, but are in no way limited to, the power to bind the trust in a contract, especially where such obligation is implied by law, and the power to contract with the beneficiaries. The power to partition, exchange, sell, pledge or mortgage the trust property, either in whole or in part, a broken bar. The power to lease trust property. The power to issue, change, or otherwise dispose of securities of the trust. The power to support the beneficiaries in all reasonable manner. The power to prosecute and defend in the trust's name or trustee's name. The power to make gifts out of trust property. The power to delegate all unessential powers and duties, and the power to exercise personal judgment and every discretionary power not prohibited by the trust instrument. He may do whatever a man or woman may lawfully do according to natural right. The fundamental principle of law is that for every power there is a correlative duty. The trustee, as a fiduciary to the beneficiaries, assumes certain basic duties outside of the management of trust property, and other general duties aside from whatever specific duties may be conferred upon the trustee in the trust instrument. These duties include, but are not limited to, a broken bar the duty to support the beneficiaries in any essential needs which it may have, out of the funds which would otherwise be paid to it in distribution. And if such funds are not available, the duty to accumulate any balance needed. The duty to refrain from taking advantage of peculiar knowledge or position when dealing directly with the beneficiaries. The duty to exercise the utmost good faith in all concerns of the trust, whether dealing with the trust property itself, or directly with the beneficiaries in matters concerning the trust, including to care for, protect and secure the trust property. The duty to preserve, protect and further the trust's interests according to the purposes designated in the trust instrument, including pressing all reasonable demands and prosecuting and fending off all claims, and claiming all available exceptions and taking all available remedies and advantages in trust matters. When delegating unessential powers and duties, the duty to exercise at least a general supervision of the trust affairs, and to perform any ministerial acts which require the exercise of discretion or judgment. The duty to keep minutes and separate accounts of the trust, even if kept in a book with other accounts, with minutes showing decisions and resolutions reached, and accounts showing the state of the trust and pertinent details of transactions, generally in the form of schedules of income received, income paid, additions to principal, deductions from principal, principal on hand, and changes in investment consisting of debtor and creditor sides. Upon acceptance of the trusteeship, the duty to secure and protect the trust property and trust documents. When investing trust funds, the duty to invest them securely, so that they shall be preserved intact for the remainderman, and to invest productively, so that they shall yield, at least, the current rate of interest to the life tenant. The duty to concur with all CO trustees, except where authorized to act individually.